This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:09. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. So the government is considering a request from former PM Dato' Sri Najib Abdul Razak for a piece of land and a house worth 100 million ringgit. We're getting into it. So this really came into focus yesterday in Parliament during Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul's wrap-up of the ministerial replies for Budget 2022. And Tun Dr. Mahathir caused quite a bit of a ruckus when he questioned why one particular item of government spending had been left out of the budget. And that item in question is a piece of land and a home worth 100 million ringgit for former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak. So here's Tun Mahathir bringing this up in Parliament.
Dianya akan dihadiah dengan harta dan rumah bernilai 100 juta ringgit kerana kununnya jasanya kepada negara. Ini tak disebut kerana kita nak tahulah apa dia jasa dia. Setakat yang kita tahu, dia adalah satu banduan. He's a convict yang didapati bersalah. Dihukum 12 tahun penjara dan denda lebih daripada 200 juta. Yang dia tak masuk penjara dan dia tak bayar denda. Denda patut bayar tapi tak bayar. Inikah jasa yang kerajaan yang ada ini nak balas budi? Jadi Perdana Menteri yang akan datang semua akan curi duit, kerana kalau curi duit dapat tambah duit lagi, dan duit yang dicuri pun dibagi balik. Ini kerajaan baru dan dasar baru. Sepatutnya dijelas dalam bajet tentang hadiah ini. Saya sendiri jadi Perdana Menteri 22 tahun, saya tak ambil satu keping tanah pun.
So Tengku Zafrul initially suggested that this question be directed to the Prime Minister's or PMO's office. But after further pressing by MWA MP Syed Saddiq, the Finance Minister briefly confirmed that Najib Tun Razak's request had indeed come through and that the outcome is currently being finalised by the Cabinet.
Kita telah menerima permohonan tersebut dan kita telah berbincang di Kabinet. Dan untuk pengetahuan Yang Berhormat Langkawi dan juga Yang Berhormat MWA, tidak ada peruntukan di dalam bajet untuk rumah ataupun tanah tersebut.
So that was Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul. Now, in addition to that, he also mentioned that if this was implemented, it would be brought up in the surplus budget bill. Now, to be clear, Najib's request comes under Section 21 of the Members of Parliament Remuneration Act 1980, where former Prime Ministers are entitled to allowances and privileges that are decided by the Cabinet from time to time. And this includes ownership of properties and land belonging to the government. And Najib had made the request after the 2018 election, and again last year before he was found guilty of corruption charges related to 1MDB. Now, needless to say, that's where the challenge of it lies, right? Because there has been a lot of criticism on this, both from opposition MPs as well as the public. So just a run through of some of that criticism. Opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has called for a review of any understanding with the government following this revelation. He's referring to the MOU that the coalition had signed with the Prime Minister and the current government, of course. And he said that this revelation was shocking and that they were not informed or consulted about Najib's application. Anwar said that this decision to gift land and a house to a convicted person is immoral and an illogical decision. As we heard Zafrul responding to Syed Saddiq earlier, and essentially Syed Saddiq's criticism was that the government had used the lack of funds as an excuse when the opposition asked for permanent positions for contract doctors or even for additional aid during the COVID-19 pandemic. So he questioned why a request like this could be entertained instead. All of which to say, a lot of controversy. And I think as of now, we don't know whether this is going to be approved. As Tengku Zafrul said, it is currently under consideration. We will be getting into the legalities of this and what we need to look out for after this. And for that, we'll be joined by Nizam Bashir, constitutional lawyer. We'd like to hear from you. Should former PMs get special privileges from the government? What should these look like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9. 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. It is 5:21. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And today we're discussing a request from former Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak for a piece of property, a piece of land and a house worth 100 million ringgit from the government. Now, as some things are breaking news, we just heard about half an hour ago, Najib has withdrawn that request. However, I think the kind of conversation that this has brought up in terms of the privileges that former prime ministers are afforded and how far those extend is still one that's worth having. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. Do you think former prime ministers should have special privileges from the government? What should these look like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have some thoughts already. Let's see. We have Lukai saying, he said he contributed to the country and that's why he's entitled for the gift. But prospering the country is his job and he's being paid to do the job, not that he's doing it for free. So why must any prime minister receive that kind of compensation? If you're not willing to do the job without a 100 million ringgit gift, then don't be a prime minister. Look, I think that's actually an interesting observation. So the idea of compensating leaders of state isn't an unknown one. I think it happens in a number of countries. But I think what's interesting here is how far that extends. And as you rightfully point out, I think this idea of rewarding or giving back for the job that they did while they were holding the office, how far does that extend? Does it extend, for instance, as in this case, when there is criminal charges being brought against him? I think that's part of the question that's complicating this discussion a little bit. We also have, let's see, we have Intan Sabrina saying it's better to award the money to the Ministry of Health, to the police and other Malaysians. So I think that's not dissimilar to what Moi MP Syed Saddiq brought up in Parliament yesterday, the fact that there are so many other needs currently and that it perhaps feels a little misplaced to be considering this request right now. As I said earlier, about half an hour ago, Najib has withdrawn his request, but we are discussing that that application from him for a privilege that he has as former prime minister. He previously asked for a house and land worth 100 million ringgit from the government. So we've been asking you, should former prime ministers get special privileges from the government and what should these look like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us to understand this better is constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashir. Nizam, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, my pleasure.
So all of these privileges actually come under the Members of Parliament Remuneration Act, and it's afforded to all former prime ministers. What are they actually entitled to?
Section 31, sub 1 of the Act merely provides that a former prime minister is entitled to such allowances and privileges at such rates and terms to be determined from time to time by Cabinet. So unfortunately, at least in the version of the Act that I looked at, there's not been too much details as to what would be the factors to be looked at. So I think there can be a number of things. Certainly, if you compare with how it was for the first Prime Minister, because the first Prime Minister had a specific Act enacted on his behalf, so there were things like tax-free, gratuity, pension of about 4,000 a month, furnished residence together with maintenance, government, motor car, drivers, those kind of things.
Now, to get into that question of details, one of the privileges is described as the former prime minister can be given a house, quote unquote, fit for a former prime minister. How is this actually interpreted? Is there a dollar value attached to this?
To be candid, I don't know where that phrase, house fit for a former prime minister, comes from. I don't see it in the Act that I've read. Nevertheless, just if you go by the present phrasing in the Act, Cabinet does have some leeway in terms of the allowances and privileges to be accorded to former prime ministers. And nevertheless, I don't think that assessment that Cabinet is to make should be made in a vacuum. I think some sort of KPI must surely come into play. And I think maybe that's going to be the subject of debate in the next maybe couple of weeks at least.
So we know, of course, that Najib has withdrawn that request, but this idea of considering it or deliberating on it, what kind of considerations would the government typically undertake when deciding to approve or not to approve a request like this?
I think certainly when Cabinet is looking at that, as I mentioned earlier, the issue of KPIs must come into play. And part of that would naturally mean to look at what the nation's achievements or non-achievements have been. And I don't mean that in purely economic terms, but maybe on a whole range of matters, yeah? Because the prestige of a nation is measured on many fronts. And that surely must count for something when we are looking at what a former prime minister must receive under this act. I think in the case of the present applicant, or at least the case of the former applicant who's now withdrawn his request, I think it's going to be quite interesting in terms of the decision that Cabinet would have made if it came to that.
Nizam, we just have about 30 seconds left. Can convicted politicians still be granted these privileges while waiting for appeal?
I would say this. I think they can make the application, but I don't think they ought to make the application. So as a matter of law, there's nothing to prevent them from submitting the application. And I think at least where Cabinet is concerned, given the fact that there is a conviction, I think Cabinet should hold off on making the application and, you know, avoid embarrassing, the parties who have made the application.
Nizam, thanks for speaking with us today.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
That was constitutional lawyer Nizam Bashir, helping us understand a little bit that request that was made by former Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak for land and a house, and something that's now been withdrawn. But we'd like to hear from you. Should former Prime Ministers get special privileges from the government? What should these look like? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.